Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac. This month's Farmer's Calendar essay is read by the author, Castle Freeman, Jr.
Farmer's Calendar essay for April 2006. Any house, if you have lived in it for a while, becomes a kind of laboratory or experiment station where the passing seasons can be recorded and observed. The materials of which the house is built react to changing conditions, making the house a recording instrument of considerable sensitivity. How that instrument is to be read, though, isn't obvious. You have to learn it. On this place, for example, we measure the strength of the winter past by keeping track of a particular snow pile in an angle of the house. That corner faces north and east, and gets no direct sun at all. It does get, over the course of the winter, the snow and ice slide from off the roof. As spring gains and winter melts away, a moraine of snow hangs on in that cold corner. The date on which it disappears at last gives you a gauge of how tough the winter has been. Most years the snow is gone by late April, but it has endured all the way into June. Around the same time that the dregs of the snow vanish, the door to the cellar stairs begins to stick. By midsummer it won't close at all, but Columbus Day will see it right. There's a picture in the sitting room that tilts out of straight in the spring, and the house has other mysterious leaks, creaks, and crotchets that must mean something if I were acute enough to interpret them.
Castle Freeman, Jr. has been writing the Farmer's Calendar essays in this almanac since 1982. You can also read this essay in the 2006 edition. This is Janice Stillman, editor of the almanac. Thanks for listening and have a great day.